up? What's up?
Man, how's everybody doing?
We back again.
Oh yeah, man. It's glad to be back. Rolling it, getting some podcasts up in the
second thing. Week in a row to get a podcast. We back.
Yeah, we on the same, man. First of all, hey, subscribe to our YouTube. By now, you've seen us do the little chicken sandwich thing with Popeyes.
Right. Y'all doing y'all thing.
So we got that. We're trying to do some more other stuff. Man, talk to us. See what you want to do. Follow us on Instagram. Right? Talk to us about some stuff that you want to see us do, want to see us talk about. That's what we're going to get into a little bit today. It's your boy Q right here.
And it's your boy Tez. And real quick, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been active on our page. We've been having a few people that constantly and consistently is always posting on the Facebook. We got King Cordell. Man, brother, you've been on there like religiously. He's on there more than I am. I can't.
Yeah. We're not going to break down the insides on here.
Tiffany Palmer, she's another one always got something to say. And I mean, we love the feedback. We love the conversations and the posts. So y'all are the main two that I always see. So I appreciate that. Princeton is another one that I've recently seen. So I appreciate y'all and everybody else. I might slaughter his name. Ariana.
Yes.
Ariana Hester.
Well, she number one.
Yeah, I was about to say she
number one.
She's number one on our page.
She's number one. King Cordell number two. And you know your boy. You know your boy in the top three. Okay. I don't know how they're doing this stuff because I got more stuff than everybody. But I guess they're not showing me love because I interact at the page too.
I was just about to say, Ariana. Yeah. I see her up there a lot. I
mean, Allie's
up there.
Dominique, because I never knew you by this other name that's on Facebook, but I'm the last person to talk about Facebook names, right? So we got a lot of people that are up there, you know, in the top 10. Neither one of our hosts, any of our hosts, are in the top 10, 100, 150, 200.
Okay, so, but we appreciate y'all and everything.
Yeah, you keeping us going.
Yeah, so, today.
Man, today we're going to talk about some questions that you wanted the delegation to answer. So it's all about what you have sent us to ask. And we're going to take one. We're going to fill one from King Cordell, right? And this is one that's close to the gentleman's delegation's heart, right?
Okay.
You go to a barbecue, right? This is a family function. Because this is different. Like, if you out, this is a family function. You go to the barbecue. You bring your significant other, right? They say the food is served. Okay. The food is served. How do you feel if she makes your plate? Should you make your plate? How are you judging the making of the plate? And if she don't make your plate, what are you thinking? The whole nine. Family function.
So
food ready.
So this is like, this like family reunion.
This family, you got all your matriarchs. Matriarchs up there, right?
So granny and her sisters there?
All the granny and the auntie, everybody right here. Aunties, if you from the Midwest.
So
if you at that function, she got to.
Like, I feel like
she doesn't want those problems.
If she's trying to get the brownie points of the family, especially if she new. If you in the, and when I say new, this is like, you got to give it like the first 3-4 years of marriage. And if you dating, you ain't got no choice. Like, you still in a probationary period, nigga. Your benefits haven't even kicked in. You ain't even get a last name change. You don't even earn a t-shirt at the reunion.
You ain't
even a branch on the tree.
Facts. You got that random, you know, hopefully the closest color Walmart shirt.
Yeah, you got the blank shirt
of the reunion.
So you know, you kind of have to, but I don't think it's happening too often. Like, for me, if she did it, you getting brownie points because, see, I already know who to look at because I know who's watching you. I already know who's going to, if you come to mine, my grandma's going to watch you first. She's watching. It don't matter where you at, she's watching you, and my aunt's going to watch you. And then they're going to be the ones that sit there and be like, so we see that she didn't make your plate. Now, if she do what all that being said, she's gonna be good. The first thing they're gonna be, even before they even know her, they're gonna be like, oh, I like that girl. Now if she don't do it, is it gonna be a major big deal? Cause I mean, I feel like times is changing where you're not getting too many women who are doing it. Would it be an issue? I'm not gonna make a big fuss about it if she don't make my plate. But would I give her her brownie and her kudos if she do make my plate? Yes. Hands down, the moment I see it, be like, babe, you know you did your thing. Like, I know it's small, but you making that plate, like, I appreciate you. And I gotta give a shooter a little kiss for grandma. I'm gonna look grandma in the eyes while I'm doing it, be like, love you, babe.
Granny, that's for you. Granny, that's
for you. Yeah. So she know this is real, because other than that, for granny, that don't is not real.
It's a big thing.
It is.
That's a big thing, especially in our community. That's the real show of, like, love, right? But there's levels to it, right?
Okay.
When you first get into, if you first get into the cookout, you first get into everything right there, mm-hmm. right? Before you even get to the plate, right? I need you to be representing us, right? I need an uncle to ask me, is that you, Young Buck? Right? You saw that smile. If Unc ain't asking me, is that you, like, Young Buck? Is that you? That's you?
That means your girl ugly.
Oh, I see you.
That means your girl ugly. No, yeah, if you don't at least get an I see you, your girl's ugly.
Nah. I mean, you know, it's how she came there, dressed, all that. I need it, right?
You gotta go. Everybody else is probably gonna be in jeans and the family T-shirt.
Yeah.
You ain't earned the T-shirt yet, and you can't wear jeans. You gotta come in. You could be the only one in heels, and they gonna be like, "Hey, that's your." And I'm like, "Yeah, you know, that's my girl or whatever." If your uncle ain't slick trying to dab you where she can't see you, where you get one of those, right? If you ain't get one of those, he think your chick ugly. And then he gonna go tell the rest of your uncles when they go play cards and start drinking. And you don't want him to start drinking, because you know they're gonna be playing cards. You don't want to be talking junk at that card table, and they sit there and be like, you go to say something smart and be like, nigga, shut up, your girl ugly anyway. And then slam the card and take your card. You're taking two L's at one time. You lost for the. You just lost as a group.
That's where it starts, right? You know what I mean? We got to represent. You know, you can't come, like, you got to come top tier when you come to the first family. You got to impress the grandmas, the aunties, right? If anything, if we come in there a little bit early, I need you in the kitchen, right?
At least offer to help.
Offer to help.
They gonna say no.
But you gotta stay in there. You can't leave.
You can't leave.
You gotta stay in
there. If all the women are in there, you have to. You kind of gotta stay.
Gotcha. That's just my point of view. I ain't trying to, you know, we might get a little flack for this. But then when the food's ready.
You got your seat ready. I already pre-stayed your seat.
I can't get up. Right? If I have to get up and think like I'm getting my plate, it's an issue. If I'm like, oh, food ready? Okay, go ahead. I legit had
brought one of my girls to one.
Okay.
And I was just like, everybody went to go get their plate. My grandma sat there and made my grandfather plate first.
Hold on. So we got our top contributor to our page.
Okay.
Saying that this is some bull and this is ego.
What is this? Is this Ariel?
Yeah.
I like her. Why she gotta say that? I was like, I actually liked her.
Ask your questions right now. We'll answer them.
It's far from an ego thing, because, like, honestly, I've been plenty of places where I made my girls play. So, it goes back and forth. But at the cookout, it's kind of a traditional thing. Like, this is not an ego thing.
This is a family reunion cookout.
You kind of got to.
I think, honestly, more than anything, it's us knowing how everyone else is going to view it if she doesn't, especially.
And I'm trying to save you, because I'm about to tell you what happened. So, grandma made my grandfather's plate. He didn't even, you know, grandfather ain't moving. Like, that. He's stuck in his seat. He's drinking his beer. He already got his drink that she already brought him. He ain't moving. They all, him and my uncle, sitting there talking. And food ready, and I'm just looking. And she just sitting there, and I'm just like, oh, dang, kind of hungry. She was like, oh, okay. And I'm just like, this might be bad. I wanted to go stand up. And my grandma, I seen it, and I told you, she watched it. She looked at me from... And she seen me, her eyes got big, and I'm just like, let me just try to act like I'm about to just go grab something to drink. And the moment she turned around, I just grabbed two hot dogs and go sit back down. Soon as I got up, she tried to look at my aunt. And my aunt was like, so you making your plate? You brought your girl to our family thing and she ain't even gonna get up? Whole reunion got quiet. You know how, like, how do you save somebody from that? How do you continue to make the family think, no, no, she's still a good girl. I still love her. She loves me for me. There's no, I mean, like, there's...
Shut up, she's like me.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, so we're on the same page.
Long story short, she ain't here no more.
This is more about, how we're trying to protect her from our family. Because this is the main thing. Like, it's the same thing if we go to her family reunion and she's carrying whatever she's bringing inside.
Yeah.
Right, she got four chairs. If she's bringing in all four chairs,
and
I'm
just standing there?
Nah. Yeah. Nah. Nah, yeah. I got no. The uncle's going to look at me crazy.
Yep.
There's stuff that we have to do.
And especially with a girl with her dad. If you're going there and you're not
Erica, she needs to make the play.
Erica who?
Erica Half-Breed Michelle?
Okay.
I don't know. It got different.
I'm not looking at it, but I feel like Michelle is not a woman you should be unsure
about. I am unsure.
Okay.
My C-H-A-L-E.
Huh?
M-Y-C-H-A-L-E. Yes. In your face.
Yeah,
I can read.
I can't spell.
I can't read the right stuff.
Yeah, I was just like, the moment you said M-Y, you lost me because those letters. But anyways, I thank you and I appreciate you for agreeing. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if you go to meet her side of the family and you're not that gentleman or you a jerk or you just, like, being overly cocky, her family's not going to like you either. So it goes both ways. You have to pretty much kind of put on.
We've all seen the Madea movie. We know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about it, right?
Out here doing all that twerking and stuff. I don't understand.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
So you remember when they walked girl on through that?
So this is the question, right? So we all agree that she needs to make a play because we understand the situation that we in, right?
Right.
Okay. So vice versa. We going to her, mm-hmm. right? We going to her family thing. What do we have to do that is the same thing of making the play?
So that we got to help. If we there early, if her family, like her initial
household. Wait. She got to offer to help clean up or wash dishes. Yeah. If my mama or my auntie, my grand auntie is in there washing dishes and she ain't just offer.
You ain't gotta do it. You gotta at least offer.
Gotta at least offer.
Y'all gotta finish or I gotta finish putting the hand down.
Oh, you good. You're back on you.
Okay, so if her initial household, like, is putting together the family event, we have to help set up because you're gonna be there early. Uh-huh. If you don't help set up the chairs and tables, you got to. Like, it's a must.
Yeah.
And you gotta take out all the trash. Like, when you start seeing it full, you can't wait for, like, the uncles or the daddies to see it. You got to be the one to get up. And then the thing is, here's it. She brings you the food, but you got to go clear the table. You take the place to the garbage. Like, I've seen it happen multiple times.
Okay, I'm with that.
You got to play your role. And you get the refills on drinks.
Okay, refill on drink. If the alcohol involved, I got to make her drink.
I will make her
drink. Right, hey, what you want, make her drink. I'm going to bring the cake. Right, she bring the food, I bring the cake or whatever dessert, and I gotta talk to whoever made the cake. Right, okay, cool, I like this, ha 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 ha, whatever. And it is my duty to show that I can play whatever family game there is, the best there is. If we playing spades, I gotta get with one of her young cousins and I gotta look him in the eye like, hey, we are beating the break off Uncle Buck.
You have to.
Uncle Bam Bam.
Because now, you are representing your own family line. So now it's your family line versus hers.
Thank you. Yeah.
And if you lose, your family line is weak.
Yeah, we weak. Nah.
Y'all weak as a unit. Now individually and collectively.
That might be ego, but I 100% agree.
No, that's definitely all ego.
Right now,
you got to, though.
But as a man, you have to. As a man, they're going to be like, hey, right? If they start snapping back, we talking about it. I need to know about their football legacy, my football legacy, right? What teams I root for. Because we're going to get into it. I need to know, like, I have to show that I can provide for, like, not to provide for the family. But you know what I'm trying to say. You don't have a team, bro. You don't have a team. No, but I'm like, I feel like I have to set the standard, because if I go in there and they talking about such and such, this sport, I'm like, well, you know, I really love, you know, Alan Ailey. They have a new ballet coming. Nah, I can't do that. Now, that's what they into. Cool, but I have to come in there and show that I can hang with the uncles.
I mean, like, I want to hang with uncles. That's where the manly try to be. The ego comes into it. I feel like that's truly where the ego comes into it. But at the same time, I feel like that is still a necessity.
So I feel like the trying to fit in with the older men in the family is mandatory. Mm-hmm. I think the step of having to beat them at whatever they're playing, that may be a booty.
No.
If you beat them, you know how good you
are. That's going to be respect.
Because now next time the next event come, they already, because see, the thing is,
Reggie, what's up? Hey, what up, twin? Erica. I'm gonna butcher your name. Say it. Hey, Okay. Don't be looking at Ricky. Hey, look at Joel's pants, Ricky. I'm sorry, don't show your pants.
Well, how else are you gonna see them?
We have to do that thing.
Who am I supposed to be saying?
No, we're just saying everybody's name that's in, because we got seven people following
us. You saying Erica's name again?
No.
I thought it was a new name.
No,
he was trying to say the last name. But anyway,
like beating them shows, like, hey, you playing spades, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the quintessential spades game. Okay.
I said what up real quick. I just realized.
You got to show yourself that you can handle yourself. Like dominoes, you got to handle yourself. Winning is a plus. And I'm going out to win because I'm competitive. I want them to know that, hey, if a family football game come down, right, against some rival family, because we don't know how they get down. This is me personally. Hey, I want them to look at me like, hey, B, you up in the thing? Like, yeah, no doubt. And they can have faith and rely on me. Just like grilling, right? There's one thing, you go in there, you're gonna walk around the grill, you're gonna ask some questions, but to be 100% honest, you're like, don't take that grill if you can't cook the food.
Yeah. And you gotta understand, some families.
Matt says your hand gestures don't match what you be saying. You be doing mad pointing.
Probably me.
Oh, yeah.
But my thing is that.
He had no defense, that means you're right.
Okay. Because I'm like, I probably do point a lot. But, I feel like the big thing when you go into her family,
yeah,
is that maybe not necessarily beating them, but at the same time, you got to be at least involved in what they're doing. Like, you can't be with all the chicks. Like, you got to get
don't
in
come
with
up
the
there uncle. Talking about you know how to play spades and you don't know how to play spades.
I got to beat
them. Don't say you can't
play. I got to beat them.
I mean, if you beat them,
but it's because I know I'm competitive. Right.
If you beat them, because I'm going to talk junk, like,
yeah, you gotta talk.
And then the thing is a lot of
people put you on your own kitchen table.
And that's the thing, like, you got to talk junk like you about to win, because that's how a lot of families are now, especially when it comes to getting on that card table. You can't be sensitive as the man.
Yeah.
You can't go in there and complain and be like, bro, your uncle was talking all that junk. Like, you got to go in there talking junk like that was your uncle and be like, all right, bro. I'm about to beat your little
I'm with that. So the main thing is, right, if she fix your plate, you have to use that energy to show yourself that you can provide. Like, hey, they gonna think she can make you play. You can eat. I gotta protect her, right? And we not fighting, but if we fighting, we gotta fight. But we not gonna fight, so I gotta win a couple games, right? If we playing horseshoes, I gotta play horseshoes, right? I gotta fit in and be a part of the family. That's how I'm thinking about it.
Would you fight, like, if one of her uncles was being disrespectful to her, would you be ready to defend? Would you be ready to fight? Like, are you gonna fight her uncle?
This is how it's gonna go, right? If that situation comes, mm-hmm. right, I'm gonna check first, right? And like any black family, I'm gonna check first. If I get checked by any matriarch, so like, hey, stand down, this is how they play, then cool, you got a pass, uncle. But if it's still going, and then grand auntie or great great grandma be like, you gotta handle it, getting handled. Well, I gotta get handled.
Okay.
Like, win, lose, or draw. I got it. We got to
go. You
got
to so, so.
Now, if I go up there like, hey, man, you know, y'all better stop that. And I come down from here, in the black family, you know, unfortunately, the matriarch, hey, grandfather can say anything. But if she up there that made the sweet potato pasta, y'all cut that out.
Everybody be quiet.
You got it. You got your pass.
It's game time decision, yeah. Because if that's that drunk uncle to be wild all the time,
like, it's the drunk uncle to be wild.
Yeah, if it's the drunk uncle, then you, yeah. But then at the same time, if grandma tells you, hey, go in there and shut it down, you got to strap on your big boys. Because when granny say it, that's it.
Yeah, you got to fight. And then if you lose, you win. I mean, you got to throw the hands.
I don't know if I want to lose.
What happened? It died? It died?
Yep.
Oh, dying. I'm unfortunate.
Yeah, five people in there.
Yeah.
So is that on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook. Steve already got back on, but I feel like that's a key thing that you got to keep in mind. There's a give and take. The fifth on the plate is a big thing. And if you get pulled out on the dance floor, I'm not a dancer per se. She pulled you out on the dance floor. If her family danced, you got to dance.
Yeah, see, like, my...
You gotta dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
This.
So, guys, learn your two-step. Learn any of the family line dances. You know you got to let you slide the wobble. But you have to understand that you can't ask the DJ to play the wobble sometimes because some of the old ladies in the family don't like the wobble.
Some of them actually listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, because you can't wobble till you make it vibrator because sometimes you don't have to use your vibrator. There's a line in there about vibrators that get everybody offended. And some about sitting on faces. Okay? So, the wobble ain't if you have the lady of the church in your family, you ain't going to be wobbling too much. But get your two-step down, right? You don't have to worry about stepping the name of love no more.
No.
So, get your two-step down. Get your bike shuffle down. Right? You got to be out there a fourth of the time. And then just let her twerk with her cousins in the corner. That's all you got to do. You go out there, step a little bit. You hit a couple of your line dances. Right. And then if that like to the left, child, you got to hit your little little dip. Right. You got to do all that. And then after that, you're good to go. Well, I know all some of the questions, right? That was just a little hot topic. All right,
real quick, we back live.
Oh, we back live. Hey, bet. Anybody that's with us live, let's ask some questions live too. Y'all are involved in the conversation, but we have some questions when we asked on the Facebook post about active delegation. Right, that was one of the posts that just happened. Ken Cordell put up there about the fixing of the plate and everything like that. Ken. Ooh, you just sat on plates.
Definitely sat on plates.
So, we got that. But one thing was that we want to talk about that people really would have asked was a question that happened a long time ago and came up a lot of times. Women shooting their shot, should they do it? How do men take it? And how should they do it? Just real quick, we're going to try to bang, bang, bang through some of these questions. Those who's live, if you have any questions that you want to talk about, post them. And if you have any questions about the subject we're talking about, post them too. Cortez is going to be asking them out there. So, just real quick, should women shoot their shot? Yes or no?
Yes. Anybody that wants something should reach out for it.
Okay. Tez, you back there behind the scenes?
I think they should.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything really wrong with shooting your shot. Now, as far as just making that first initial, I'm interested, cool. But when it comes to, like, the steps of dating, relationships, taking that, I feel like that is on the man to be able to do that part.
Okay, so we're going to get into that.
The how, you know, shooter's going to shoot. The how you shoot's going to be different, okay? Everybody ain't 7 foot tall. Everybody can't dunk.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a nice little jump through and a little layup, you know what I mean? But
either way,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Either two points, you know what I mean? Okay. Either way, it's buckets.
Man, whatever. I'm trying to be Steph Curry with the shot.
Okay, so you got some time range. I feel like, yes, shooting your shot is good. So we all feel like, yes, shooting your shot. How should they do it? And what extent should shot shooting go? Like, how should they do it, right? How intense should they go out to shoot the shot? Should it be some, like, you know, be a dunk, be like, hey, I want you, I like you, either I'm going to take it or I'm going to get it? Or should it be a little bit more? Whoa, timeout.
That got raped.
Whoa, okay.
You're getting raped today.
Okay, no. No, we don't say that thing. Okay, we don't. Back. Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, how intense. Shut up. Shut up. How intense should it go?
I think it depends. I mean, you know, how intense are you? How much, how engaged, how devoted are you to trying to make something happen? I mean, if you are just interested and kind of want to see if you kind of vibing off this person, then nah, you know, I'm probably not going to throw everything out there, you know. Try and put some situations together so you can kind of get to know them a little bit better.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you know, I know this person, I'm kind of feeling this vibe, I want to explore this. The one thing that y'all going to have to appreciate about men is that we don't know, we don't see it, we don't, all these things, y'all be feeling like y'all been just shooting, y'all just yeah. You ain't seen none of that.
None.
None of it. So, you know, if you throwing out a little stuff and it ain't got picked up on, you know, don't keep doing the same stuff. Like, sometimes you gotta be 100. Look, you know, Philly. You know
what it
like,
is?
Nikisha said that I let it be known that his interest will be well received, but I'm not overly forward about it.
Okay, so what does that mean? Okay. So right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's we don't see it.
They say that. I'm going to say this right. If we're talking right, da da da. I have the thought process of it's like landing the plane, right? It's like landing the plane, right? I'm the pilot. I'm in the cockpit. I have to land the plane.
That's why
right?
I call it the cockpit.
Shut up.
Okay.
So, I am flying around Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta Airport, right? And I see the person down there like, hey, it's clear to land. I'm going to land it. That's the shot, right? So, her saying like, hey, if you, like, hey, I'm going to be okay and for any action that you choose to take about taking this to another level, that's me going like, okay, I see that person with a little cone in the hand. I'm going to land the plane.
But what if I'm flying to Miami? I'm not looking at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. I'm just flying in that general vicinity.
And if you see
somebody, you can wave all you want to down there. I'm not looking at that because I still know I got to fly for another hour before I even get close to where I'm trying to land.
So, man,
you're trying to get planes at your airport.
I'm a pilot. Sometimes you got to look at an airport. You're like, I don't know. Is somebody waving down there?
We got plenty of gas. We good. I'm straight.
Let me loop around.
But see, here's my thing. There. I feel like when it comes to, you know, making it known, I feel like nobody wants to shoot that shot without possibly knowing whether it's going to make it or not. But I feel like that's the whole point of shooting a shot. You don't ever, when Steph Curry shoot that half-court shot, he walks away. He don't know for sure if it's going in. That's why you see him kind of peek around the corner and see if it went in. Now, granted, because of his skill set, he know he has a high chance of actually making it.
Okay.
But at the same time, you're never 100% sure if you're going to actually shoot that shot. That's the whole point of shooting the shot. But now for women, if you're interested in the guy, you could just, I mean, I don't see what's wrong with just bluntly being like, hey, I'm kind of interested. Now, if you make it known, same thing with guys. If you make it known that you're interested in a person and it's not received well or they don't respond to it at that point, you know that you kind of shot it and it ain't go nowhere. Yeah. If she beats around the bush around her or want to sit there and play Blue's Clues, obviously y'all don't speak the same love language. I'm not trying to be Inspector Gadget and figure out what you want. That's just plain and simple. If I tell you, hey, I'm interested. Hey,
you bad boo's gonna confuse me with too many illustrations.
You know what? You got me though.
You went all the way here and I was like, yeah, Blue Clue, I understand. So just being up front, I think it's good. Women need to, I'm gonna say this, whatever. You know, women need to protect themselves after shooting their shot, right? If you see the person is kind of taking you for advantage, let it be. You did what you needed to do. You put it out there. You did. all right, cool. It's not going how you thought it would be. Everybody's been going. It was
a shot.
But, like, dudes.
Otherwise, you're going to be out here taking out free meals. And
bless sometimes, you know, women will airball it. Okay, sometimes I'm going to be 100%. Dude be like, oh, this girl shot a shot. I'm going to do just enough to keep her shooting or shoot just enough so she throw me the ball back. So, like, you know, she's staying in the game. Hey, if you're not getting what you want from the involvement, cut it out. We lost all our followers.
No, I left a message that said that the remaining part of this podcast will be on next week's podcast. I wasn't going to do the whole thing live.
I thought we was waiting for answers. I mean, questions. But
No, we only had it. We went from 5 to 2. So I was like, and then after she said what she said, nobody else was. She didn't respond anymore.
Like your answer.
I'm like, okay, well, I really feel like that's what women need to do, right? They shoot their shot. They could be the initial point. Right, they can be the spark. I feel like the men or women can be the spark, but as far as fueling the fire, keeping everything going, it needs to be the guy for the next little grip of it, and then back, it can be both of them doing it. So anybody can get the spark ignited, okay? The guy has to stoke the fire, right? And then after that, both of the individuals need to keep the fuel on the fire.
So let me ask you a question.
Whoa! Okay, there's no video. Good job, because that was indecent.
How often, though, do you actually see or you know of shooting a shot? And if a woman was to shoot their shot with you, would that be something that you would be okay with or no? And I mean, when I say, I mean the forward, hey, I'm interested in you. This is not just like, hey, my name is so-and-so, I'm interested in you, be my boyfriend. But this is, even though if a girl came at me like that, I really wouldn't even know how to respond to her.
I would.
I'd probably kiss her in the mouth. I'm going to kiss her in the mouth. I'm like, we together.
You probably should have, like, stayed on live for this, because I think
I'm probably going to kiss her in the mouth, and I'll say thank you for making this so much easier for me, especially if this is somebody that you like. But at the same time, if she just sit there and be like, you know what, hey, you know, we've been having this good conversation and I want to be more than just friends. She shot her shot. Are you going to receive it positively?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. And I think what Joe was saying earlier, dudes are a little bit more simpler, right? If something is working well, they will more likely be like, hey, I'm going to keep this going. This is working good. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, I feel like those relationships work a lot better because the women already know what they want and they're going to be upfront what they want. The dude's going to know. It's going to be a lot simpler. Hey, she wants this. I'm going to do this. I got to do this, blank, 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 blank. A lot of times when the guy is going to put himself out there, which, you know, there's no issue with that, and go for it, right? He's kind of, what does she want? What is she feeling? How's the communication? But if you have somebody that's just straightforward with you, you already getting the communication. You already know what's going on. You don't have to do all that different stuff. So I feel like that's a little bit better. What about you?
I mean, I'm because I'm very blunt. Mm-hmm. And then where I grew up, and the crazy thing is just like, just quick backstory. Was talking to one of my female friends, and she was telling me how she met some friends that were some females that were from Detroit. And she was just like, she was actually taken back from the fact of how blunt they were. They were all at a little gathering or whatever. And one of the girls was like, seeing a dude and was just like, hey, pretty much, I like you, what's up? Well, then you had all your little Southern Belle sisters just kind of sitting there all, you know, hoping that they might get attention. And then they upset because you just had this chick that's only visiting like, hey, this is what I want, X, Y, and Z. They was like, hey, we about to go get this to eat. And that same sister was like, y'all, I really don't want that. Where everybody else was like, oh, it really don't matter. So, I mean, that bluntness, that just speaking your mind, saying how it is, what's on your think. I grew up around that, and I respect that. So when you just come out and be like, hey, I like you, at that point in time, I feel like we stop wasting time. I don't got to sit here and spend 6 months trying to figure out what you want.
And there ain't nothing wrong with how you do it, like the little Southern Belles, you know what I mean? Somebody going to choose you, but
Somebody gonna choose.
Shut up. I don't care. But it's just
you will be talking about somebody, but
what they're willing to do, if you're not comfortable shooting your shot, at least make sure that you are being 100% clear that if he shoots his shot, it's okay.
And right. I mean, like, I've heard some women sit there and say that, well, you know, a man's supposed to, they want a man to be a man, and they want to be pursued or X, Y, and Z. And that's fine. We're not telling you to go chase after no guy. Yeah, you don't have to go do that.
Chase.
But the thing is that make it known what you want. Don't be sitting there like, if a guy's showing interest, you sitting there trying to play this whole game of cat and mouse.
I'm with you. I'm going to follow along. Just tag me in when you're ready.
I'll stop at cat and mouse.
All right, boom, right? People are, oh, they're hunters. They hunt, they go after what they got to see it to go after it.
Yeah.
Right? You have to be there. Like, I can't hunt nothing that's not there.
You don't see no right? lion.
You got to be around. Yeah,
you don't lions. See no lions just sitting there just running around.
They stop their prey a little bit, right? What that mean? The prey got to be there.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're like, oh, I don't know, he's going to come after me. If you're never around, I'm never going to put you in my mind to hunt you.
And don't right. wait until so I start. Don't wait till I start talking to your friend for you to act like you're interested.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Or don't wait till I get in a relationship in general for you to be like, well, you know, I always liked you. No,
well, sure, that's a lie. Because every woman on the page picked D at their most memorable moment. That heated me up. I'm like, so you waited till this dude, you got Byron up here about to marry you. And then your most memorable thing is Dwayne be like, nah, baby, please pick me.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
I didn't know what he was talking about until he finished it.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, Ken Cordell put, what was your favorite movie scene?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, favorite show scene. They had the Will Smith where the dad was just like, hey, you know what? I got to hit the road on the truck. I know we were supposed to go with me, but I'll come back and get you.
Why
and
you
then,
don't love me, man?
Well, why you don't love me, man? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then you had Martin and Gina, you had that one. Then you had the Dwayne and Whitley, where she was about to marry Byron.
Yeah.
And he was like, if a man hold his peace or speak now, forever hold your peace, he coughed. Right? And then later on, she started seeing him at everybody. Like the preacher was Dwayne, the mama was Dwayne, the husband was Dwayne, and then she started having a second guess. And then he was like, Whitney, will you take me? I'm just like, that's the worst thing ever. You're going to break up. You want somebody to break up your wedding?
But see, the thing is, women want that. Women want that crazy love. I ain't going to lie. They want that. Like, they want somebody to cause a scene. Oh, he really loved me if he's willing to break up my wedding.
No, if he really loved you, what? He would have married you. You would have been marrying him.
Why you need the whole scene? Why you need the whole, we got to break up one, cause one issue just for me to sit there and prove that I love you? Like, I'm like, why is all this necessary? Why can't you just take the fact that I say
the grandiose gestures? Right. That's why I have a whole thing about weddings, engagements, stuff like the grandiose gesture outplays just the normalcy of what it should be. Nah, Dwayne had to come to his senses at the last moment. He had to sweep in and take me from the love of my
thought life.
Yeah, thought life.
The thought of the grandiose gesture always does. The reality.
But the thing is, yeah. But see, the thing is that,
the thought, for sure.
It's the thought, and then the thing is that not only is the story behind it, but it's the perception that everybody else perceives it as. So now you're looking at it as like, he loved me so much that he was willing to come and set and shut all this down, and me being with somebody else, that just shows that he loved me more. Nah, not really. The nigga probably was just like, hey,
he was
scared. Babe, you sure this ain't gonna work out? All right, cool. Let me hear it pull up at this wedding, because obviously chick said no.
I my phone was there. He was scared.
I mean,
and he finally was like, oh, let me come to my right. Let me come to my right mind. I'm scared. I ain't know what to do. Is that what you want? Someone that's only going to go into action when they're scared. They're like, oh, I'm scared of losing you. For 5 seasons, he had her.
Yeah.
He lost her for one. And then everybody else that was into it, everybody else gathered around. Is somebody getting married today? Oh, I'm getting married today. Everybody was into it. I didn't like that. But As far as women shooting their shot, yes, for me, there's an extent. Don't go over that. If you have to push the tempo of the relationship,
he don't want you.
He do not want you.
Let that be fully understood. Say that again for emphasis.
He does not push the tempo of the relationship.
He don't want you.
Just call it quits. Well, I shot my shot.
It's not working.
Yeah, but if you gotta quit. if you gotta drop 50, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Every dude wants somebody that can, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go for 30, right? I need you to bring in 15. If he passes you the ball, like, hey, I need you to go Kobe mode and drop 80 for this to work. Nah, just leave it alone. So that's one question. We got that question from Tiffany. The next question we got, right,
is... When do you need to go to the doctor for the thing on your forehead?
Thing on my forehead, bro, it's not bothering me. It's not killing me. To be 100% honest, the way my work life is, I don't have no days to take because I do a punch every day, Joe complains every day, and then I wanted to do one day, and then I wanted to do my eye doctor's appointment and such
schedule. You don't have to schedule both.
And then Joe was just like, you can't have off this day. I'm like, well, can you do Tuesday for me instead of Wednesday? I'm like, I got an appointment. Well, okay, I'll change all my life up for you. So I haven't had a day where I felt comfortable enough calling out for a doctor's appointment because all I've been doing is vacation and working. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to fill Nene's question about.
Yes, she said that when it comes to jobs, that jobs will pretty much work you into the ground.
Work you into the God dang, yes.
They don't care about you.
They don't care about you.
And when you try to call off or request a day off, they have an attitude.
My attitude.
Should it be mandatory or should you be willing to take a day just for your own mental health?
When I was at Layfield, I would take mental health days. But I have not taken me an effort day because I have to deal with working with one of my best friends.
I feel like you've been a lot more angry since you started this job.
I have been because I haven't took an effort day.
A what day?
An effort day. I'm like, I'm not going in at all. And then some days I woke up and I'm like, if I was at Layfield, I wouldn't go to work today. But I know I got to deal with everything that I got. I can't get away with the stresses of my job because Joe's going to bring it up. I can't just be like, yeah, I'm watching Netflix all day. Oh, you watching Netflix? I'm dying on the roof. I'm dying on the roof. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's the disadvantages of working for your best friends.
So. I know. I have had an issue, and I'm going to take a...
It was trash when we came back from vacation because I was like, man, I wouldn't be here on this Monday, but... We both can't call out. And if I call out, he's gonna be mad. Yeah. I call it out. So he gonna wanna call out. And I'm gonna have to not call out and go in. We might as well both go
in. That's exactly where my medical day goes. I'm like, man, I know. Cause
so pretty much, Joe, you gonna have to sacrifice one of them days for your boy.
Bruh. Not like one day after we get caught up.
I need to figure out why my car sounds like a go-kart, but you know, I don't have time either, so.
Yeah, but we only go until you get face cancer or my car breaks down.
Pretty much. I'm taking the day, like my next day. I'm trying to get some stuff scheduled for. I'm off next week, so I'm trying to get some stuff scheduled. Go to the doctor and see what it is. I talked to somebody that's a dermatologist, and they said it's a wart that's on my head. And my dad got the same thing above his eyebrow. So I'm not really.
How you get a wart on your head? I mean, on your forehead.
I don't know how I got a wart on the eyebrow that I had for 35 years. Who knows? But it's there. So you know. But I feel like you need to take a mental health day. Some days you need to just be like, "Hey, I'm gonna do nothing but wrap in a blanket and watch Netflix." And I used to do that.
Watch Money Heist if you ever just need a day just to sit.
Watch Money Heist.
I've been watching Money Heist. I'm on part two of it.
Okay, I watch that. My normal mental health day, right? I still wake up at the same time. Mm-hmm. Right? I schedule my text message call out the night before. Mm-hmm. Right? Whatever, we don't believe in lying, but whatever lie I tell. So y'all just both want to just be in y'all goddamn phone. Like doubling, you playing the game.
I'm listening. I'm definitely playing the game.
Golly, so y'all are horrible individuals.
You have the pre-prepared call out.
Call out, and it's gonna hit the call out thing at 7:30, right? I'm already 2 episodes
in. So what time you gotta call in?
I try to give them 2 hours. Okay. I try to make it realistic. You know what I mean? So I'm texting like 5:45.
Okay.
So early morning, so they wake up, oh, Brian's sick today. And I'm already 2 episodes in.
Do you do a voice when you call out? Or
nah, I text them. I'm like, F that. You don't need to know why. I'm sick. I'm not coming in. If you want to ask any other question, you know, and I both know that I'm lying to you. So why go into this? why go into this? I'm going to say I had explosive diarrhea right at 5:45. I was dehydrated.
Public service announcement for anybody who needs to call out of work. Explosive diarrhea will always get you out of work.
Always.
They have to.
I caught a bug. I had a 24-hour bug that always explained how can you can bounce back real
Everybody
quick.
Everybody always had either bad Chinese food or they had bad Mexican. Those Thank are the you. Two go-to bad food. Granted, I hate to say I had bad Mexican food because even if it did mess up my stomach, I probably enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
But
I normally go to because everybody know I have allergies. I'm like, hey, man, I have some Chinese food. They had to have some peanuts in there. I'm really dealing with my asthma.
Oh, I'll get better. Oh no.
Well, Clayton County now is trying to get our doctor that our because we have to have a doctor that does all our standing orders for giving any type of medication that's outside of our scope.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make her now where she is on call and is going to give her this mobile med bus pretty much that whenever we're sick on shift. That we can go see her and she can pretty much patch us up, give us medication.
But that's on shift. I'm not getting to my shift.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got explosive diarrhea. You want to come in the med bus? Come on.
Yeah,
I'm going to be driving to that smooth move T. I'm going to sacrifice 2 hours of my off day if she come in that med bus. Like, oh, that smooth move about to hit about what, 6:45? I'll call out about 5.
Because you got to understand, even if you woke up early just to call out, they got melatonin for that. You could be back asleep by 11.
Oh, no. You can schedule a text message the night before. Before I go to sleep, or say, I know I'm taking a mental health day, right? This is me personally. I'm playing video games till about like 12:45, 1 o'clock. I'm sitting there setting my text message up before I go to sleep to hit about 5. I ain't waking up till 11. I already called out.
Yeah. And then, but what if you got a phone call that was like, hey, call me, because we need X, Y, and Z?
Oh, I just woke up. I just, well, what you want? Oh, that's going to be such and such. Oh, you need me to come in? Oh, no, you don't have to. I'll come in.
This is so
annoying. I don't want anybody else to handle this. I'll go, you stay at home. We don't want to get sick. Ha ha. That's when you know. Nah, we don't want you to get us sick. You good. And you know what I'm doing? I'm already on my 3rd episode of Mindhunters. In my little blanket. Hey, fam. It's going to happen. I've been here for a year, and I haven't taken a mental health day. Want to choke everybody.
Well, Nene, we appreciate the question. So, mental health day, I mean, I'm not even going to pretend.
I don't even think y'all answered the question.
I called off, and I'm actually planning on another one. I'm just trying to play my
strategy. If I can charge my phone and tape y'all.
I'll take a mental health morning for sure. I've done it.
I feel like that's a every morning, because every time I get on Vox, bro, you ain't getting up. You wake up.
Brian, today.
Yeah.
You got to schedule me at 9:30. Joe called me.
Hey, all right, but look, it's been a trash week, though.
It's been trash.
The problem is, it's been a lot of trash weeks in a row, and I'm tired.
But
last night, night before last, it's 11 o'clock. Soon as my butt hits the bed, emergency line goes off. All right, okay, cool. We're going to suck it up. I'm already tired. I stayed up late the night before. I shouldn't have. This was my night to get caught up. Don't get it because I got to go to do this AC in the middle of the night. All right, cool. Get back home like 1 o'clock. Go to sleep. For those who don't know, Joe needs a full 7 hours or I don't feel good. So we mess around with like 6, 5, 4 hours. I'm dead.
Oh, see, you could never have my job, bro. When I tell you, bro, if I can get back in, we get that call at 3 o'clock, I'm going back to sleep. Like sometimes... That, because usually 6:30 in the morning, you know, shit changes at 7. But at 6:30, we supposed to get up to go give our report because usually the other shift is up by then. I set my alarm. But if we get that call at 5 o'clock, most of them be like, well, you know, I only got an hour, hour and a half. They go ahead and put up their bed and get ready and go downstairs and just wait. Nigga, I'm going back to bed. If we get called at 6:15, I'm going back to bed. And then I wake up when I finally get up, which usually, like, this morning, I got up at 7:30. They already took my stuff off the bus. Nigga, unless it's something crazy, we already filled up the gas. We already checked everything off. And you want to check it off in the morning anyway.
Stop caressing my pillow, bro.
Nigga. Caress your pillow. If my arm don't. Okay, you don't do this.
Yeah, I know you mean.
This is weird. Who does it? When have you seen this?
That's too close to me.
Well, just
it's not close.
It was that. It's like
three. No, I'm cool with the pillow, bro. No,
I'm not. I'm touching this pillow all day, nigga. No,
so right now, these kids. I'm saying, don't touch me.
This
I ain't touch you.
Get pretty in his clothes and want to start acting a certain way.
So I can understand that. I'm with that for the mental health day, or just taking your time.
Okay, what's our next question?
The next question is first dates. Guys, you know, for all the guys out there trying to land that big first date.
I want to meet a new first date. Like can you have a re-first date?
If you had a re-first date, how would it go? And what are the five main things would you want to walk away with that date knowing?
Dang, you can't kiss on the first date. Because I was like, because I'm thinking re-first date, I'm like, damn, I'm about to kiss her in the mouth. And I know my fiance, that's my saying, and I know it probably sounds nastier than what it is, and I say it just like that to make it sound nasty.
It's just as nasty as it sounds, I'm sure.
Or kiss her in the mouth. I'm going to kiss her in the mouth.
I don't think there's nothing nasty about kissing people in the mouth. I mean, like, I felt like the first time I got tongue kissed was just out of the blue. I felt like harassed.
Was it on the first date? And did she take you out? Because then you...
But was it on a date?
It was on a date.
Did she take you out?
Nah, she didn't take me out. But I went out to help her family out with some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used to clean businesses after they closed down.
Okay.
Right, so we went down there to dine down to cater. So I'm like, you know, I'm trying to show myself to be a studious and hardworking young man. And then, you know, remember Greco Taco, that little lizard on the front?
Gecko Taco
or something like that?
It was something like that.
So we went out there, and her parents was like, well, you know, here's your pay for the night. Appreciate you. Thank you. Y'all gonna have fun. I'm like, oh.
So he put money in hand. Yeah. He gave you the daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a setup.
Oh, yeah, it was a setup.
She kissed him. She knew what she... She told me,
I was going there for the nice little pet, and then, like,
she opened her mouth. She opened her mouth.
Oh, what is this? What is this foreign object in my mouth? Nigga, that's your tongue.
Was that the first time you actually kissed with tongue?
Yeah, that was the first time I kissed with tongue. I wasn't ready for it. Yeah.
You sound a little disgusting.
Yeah, I was ready. Like, you know, now, but now, right then, I just wasn't ready. You know, you paid a couple times. You kissed, you made out, but I've never, like, you know.
He wasn't ready for that whole relationship.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what I'm ready for.
I mean, if she put her tongue in your mouth, apparently she was the aggressor at that point in time. So she took you out. So we probably should be asking her, what do she do on her? Well, I can't ask her because it makes it's obvious on what she do on her.
Yeah, she's not. She's not going to answer any of your questions unless you... You have drugs.
And I mean, the way things is going, it sounds like we already know what she's doing on her first date. She's kissing you on the mouth. So
it wasn't the first. That wasn't the first date. That was my first relationship where I was like kind of
scared.
I wasn't scared. I was bad. I was just lying to my parents. I was like, I'm going to play basketball. I was driving out to God knows where to meet her at school. Like, what time your class in? Bet. That was the first time I really like. Have you ever prayed knowing you was in the wrong, but you were still hoping for blessings? That was the first. Like, I have done that many a time since then. But
that was the first time.
That was the first time. I'm driving out there. I'm going to Oxford, Georgia. Driving out there.
I don't even know where that is.
I know. Don't even ask.
That's way out of my bubble.
I was driving. My car.
When you say bubble, you mean 285 circle?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You're like...
Car broke now,
right? And I told my dad, right? That's how I felt bad. And nobody who knows me that knows my dad, don't tell the story again. But I told my dad, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to go.
Because then he can get a whooping 15 years later.
He's not strong enough to whoop me no more.
You're going to miss like a bug.
Don't talk about my father's vengeance. All I got to do is get to the side. He's going to be hitting that doorway. He's going to be hitting that door jammer. I told you. Boy, you ain't going to. I'm like,
One step to the left would be a complete thing.
Y'all wrong.
Hey man, you know, I love my dad, but he can't see outside. I told him I'm gonna play basketball, right? And we usually play basketball in Covington, right? Which is a little drive. But Oxford was like 20 minutes past Covington. Ooh-wee. So I'm out of Oxford, my car broke down, and I get to the Sonics, right? And I was just like, hey, meet me at the Sonics. We had a little date, whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, you're young, you're stupid, bet. And I was just like, man, if I have any favor in your eyes, let this car crank up so I can get home. And this is after my dad then gave me like $50. He's like, man, fill your tank up. You've been good, you know what I mean? Go out there, enjoy yourself playing basketball, da-da-da-da-da-da. I filled up that car, put oil in that car, got some seafoam from AutoZone, had to walk them out of AutoZone, put some seafoam in that thing, tapped the starter. I did everything that the hood Negro and me knew how to do. And that thing cranked up, took it straight to the house. I'm not going to go out there and lie again ever. I ain't never going to lie again over a female ever.
How soon did you do it after you made that promise?
I was pretty good after that. Well, probably a year, I told my next big lie. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to meet some friends. And I went out there and met her. But never again. Never again.
First date, the things that, for me, first date.
Way off topic.
First date, good job getting back on topic.
First date, what I'm looking for out of first date, me, I feel like the restaurant has to, or where we going, it has to be something that's going to be rememberable. I try to get away from the standard.
I don't think that was the question still.
He asked about the five things.
Yeah, it was questions, right?
Five things you want to leave back knowing. But go ahead,
leave back knowing
Like after the first date, you want to know these five things. What questions that was about to be interesting.
It's not interesting because it's not the question.
What are your five goals and your five questions?
It's about the kiss in the mouth after this.
What are your five goals and what you want to leave with? What are those? So I want 10 statements from you.
Kiss her in the mouth.
Okay, that's my five. You did what you did. What are your five what are your five?
What I want to leave the date knowing is, one, I want to know where we stand.
Okay. After the first date? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because the thing is to actually, like, for me, I can sit there and talk to you and be interested, but when I actually get to the point and tell you that I'm actively taking you out on our first date, that's me taking things, like, to the next level. So at that point, I'm establishing there's interest. You show interest up to this point, so you have to be ready to...
You, my lady.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, I don't just take anybody out. Okay. But I want to know if this is going... By the end of the day, I want to know if this is going to go anywhere, if there's interest, and if we have chemistry, do we vibe?
And what's that mouth game do as far as kissing?
I mean, I try not to kiss folks in the mouth on the first date.
You just told us that your main goal on the first date was kiss her in the mouth.
Yeah, it just happened to be five.
Okay, sure. Like you didn't line it that way.
Yeah. Okay. But honestly, just more trying to figure out. My thing is trying to figure out the direction of this. If this is going to be a yes or no moving forward. Because at that point, at the end of the night, I'm making a decision if I'm going to still talk to you or not. That's really to sum things up.
Okay, so what is quick 30 seconds left, what is a good first date idea? What is your good go-to first date idea as far as tips for somebody that
Honestly, I feel like your good first date is you you know, I try not to be the standard, but I feel like a good dinner date is important because you want to have an opportunity to be able to talk to somebody. Yeah. You don't want to, movies now, I mean, before we used to talk about movies, dinner and movies is child's play, but movies is expensive as crap nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like $30. You spend $30 if you, or $24 if you going to take, pay for two tickets. And then dinner on top of that, that's another, what, maybe $75, $80, depending on where you're going. That's a $100 night, and you didn't really do nothing. And that's if y'all don't drink.
That's true.
But honestly, I say probably a good dinner place. And then me, I like little after-hour spots. So my go-to little after-hours, if it's late night, is Cafe Intermezzo. Because you can do, like, the coffee, the teas, and then you can do them spiked, or you can still just drink. And if y'all really just like to want to go out and have fun, I think I'm going to Edgewood.
Okay.
Ratchet.
Feeling this or not?
Yeah. As far as the question, I mean, yeah, same as Cortez said, I'm really trying to get an idea where I'm at and where you are. You know, again, if we're actually going out on a date, we've already expressed some interest. We're both kind of trying to fill that out to see if there's something more. You know, if we see any potential in this, so I'm trying to walk away with an idea about where you're at. Do you see potential here? Where I'm at, do I see potential here? You know, and then I'm trying to get some ideas about what's important to you. What do you enjoy? You know, whether it be what your career is, what direction you're trying to point in, or where. You know, what kind of hobbies or stuff you enjoy. I mean, it's pretty easy question to get to just in ebb and flow of a conversation. And I'm trying to, you know, that's something you're going to get more and more ideas with over time, but I'm trying to get a little bit of idea about your family situation as well. Keep it a buck like that. Your family situation weighs very heavily on the people we become and the people we are. So you really want to get an idea about what that looks like, so you can kind of know what those pitfalls are gonna be.
Make sure she ain't got bad credit.
I don't know.
Maybe not on
the first date. Yes, but yeah, I don't know if that's
maybe not on the first date, but like that's something that you gotta eventually find out.
For sure. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, kids, no kids. There's a lot of stuff you need to get to, but doesn't all have to be first date.
Yeah.
But yeah, but first date, I think I can at least get to those pretty simply, pretty easily, and then. As far as, yeah, I'm really looking for something that allows me some time to really talk to the person. If we are going on a date, it's easy to go out and have fun and have an experience or whatever, but you know, again, the whole purpose is to really kind of get to know that person. So I'm looking for something more with a bit of a vibe, somewhere we can talk, whether that be, you know, loungy, or whether that be a restaurant, or even just something. You know, maybe you pick something kind of random. Maybe I do, you know, go to a little event or something, or
Whiskey,
you know.
Blue?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anything that it gives you a chance to talk. You know, I'm not trying to hit movies. If I hit movies as part of the day, it's not going to be the bulk of the date. It might be part of it, but I'm really looking for an atmosphere that's really going to let us get to talk and get to know each other a little bit better.
Q, what you doing?
Feeling like first, while I want to come back knowing like, hey, yeah, where are we going? Right, pacing. What are your idea of pacing? How quick, slow? How you trying to take it? All that jazz. Like, you know, what is your thought process on that? Knowing where each one of us stand. I think everybody said this and there. Kind of like goals as far as like, where do you see yourself going? One brother talked to me, I always said like, hey man, you know, it's like, life is like rowing a boat, right? If y'all got different directions y'all rowing, y'all just gonna spin circles. So you want somebody that's jumping in your boat that's going the same direction. So what are your goals? Where do you see your life going? And I'm going to jump on top of Joel's idea, like, hey, how's your family? What are you used to, right, in family life? Because that's really, and not even just what are you used to, what are you expecting, how did you grow up, this is how I grow up, just having those loose conversations, just to start the foundation of getting to know each other. And like five, like what are your pet peeves? What are your like hot button stuff? Right? What are your hot button stuff? Because I could really like, you know, we could not waste time with your hot button stuff. You know, something that I'm always going to do is your hot button stuff. We're not going to go into this. So those are the kind of things that I'm trying to.
It's so important to be genuine, to be yourself, because don't come in with a person that you're not willing to be forever.
Yeah. Because it's going to tire you out, going to tire them out.
I'm going to tell somebody else to keep that same energy.
Yeah. I think my main thing, like, if I'm going on the first date, I think some type of food thing is going to be involved, but I like to do more things. You want a mild distraction where people have to be genuine. Right? So, an event, more like, you know, going to an arcade, going to like a, maybe not like a show, but like an art gallery where some, y'all have different points of interest to talk about together of this, and that will foster other conversations to really get people feeling more genuine. I love, like,
what
you
about
know.
Something like what do you think about like more of like that, a competitive date night, like almost
I love to go like bowling, stuff like go kart.
I used to go some skating. Of those things. That used to be my thing.
See, I can't do like, well, that's not something I'm good. You want to be able, like, especially as a guy, I want to bring her something that I know I can kind of be good at.
Yep.
Right? Something to see if she's competitive. Because I know some of the things that I like, are you competitive, right? Do you like to win? Do you want to have fun? Can you have fun whatever you're doing? So hit up over arcade. There's a lot of different things like going to the park.
I don't like bowling.
Yeah,
because the pace is weird.
Well, see,
if it's a small group, it's like it's one of y'all's turn.
Yeah,
and so there's not like the sitting down to talk.
You breaks. Can't stay in that conversation. For
well, I mean, like, but well, I feel like if you have a smaller group,
because
like,
the competitive in me wants to actually play this game.
Well, sometimes you have to understand that, but like, hey, we're going to talk a little bit. Oh, it's your turn. Do-do-do, boom. All cool, because you kind of feel the vibe out. And then bowling ain't going to last too long, right? Get a couple laughs, get a couple stuff, get people down to their base level. We have fun. Then you go out to eat or you have something to drink. I like the idea of I ain't trying to spend too much on the first date because why I got to pay you for your time? Like, are you paying you for my time? Whatever, I don't care. So I'm doing like, I like the cafe anime though. So I'm like, I have done a couple like just coffee dates, right? Barnes & Noble has always been a good thing. You walk around, talk about books, you get a little coffee.
Never
drink,
ate Barnes
everybody,
& Nobles.
Huh?
I don't think I've ever, I've never.
Oh yeah. Like, Barnes, you know, you talk about something, read, and then so. What you mean like Barnes & Noble on Monday night have a chess night,
so
right?
You have the Bible.
So you get. You can meet me. I'm playing a couple games of chess. I can show her how to play chess. They have that. They have poetry night. They have other people reading their books. So it's kind of having something that y'all can experience together and that be your talking point for the next engagement is something always good because you're just meeting this person. So whatever y'all do together for the first time together is your experience, is your icebreaker for dinner, for coffee, dessert, or whatever, and then y'all can actually take that into diving into talking to your, like, talking back and forth after that. So, I'm past dinner in the movie. I don't like dinner in the movie for the first day. I want to actually do an activity, then dinner, then an activity to kind of have, like, you know, a good time of actually sitting down and then people actually seeing folks in different arenas. Because how I am on the football field, how I am playing cards, how I am sitting down just shooting the breeze with my fellas and, you know, my close friends, it's not how I am in different scenes or in a club, in a lounge, you know what I mean? So you want to, as a guy and you're playing a date, you want to put yourself in the best, you want to put your best foot forward, but you also want to be real and genuine too. So I think that is, you know, just some of the things that I'll look for in the first date.
I think the reason why, not other than the fact that I could skate, but like because I can skate, skating has always been a good date night for me because a lot of people can't skate. And even if they could skate, if y'all both can skate together, you know how good that looks. Like it looks good when y'all both can't skate. But if she can't skate and you can, I mean, she's going to be happy just to be able to skate with
somebody. Let me hold your hand and skate backwards. I'm going to hold on to you.
It works every single time. And then every good song that she remotely wants to skate to, that she knows she's getting on that floor looking like Bambi, you get to help support her.
Come here, girl. You're not going to look weak. I got you. Yeah. You know, I think that's what the key is, especially for guys on first dates. You really want to be there to show your good side. Hey, this is what I'm going to be here for, right? And you want to give her the same possibility to do the same thing. Oh, I ain't good at this. So, you know, be open and adaptable. A first date should not be one set thing. Talk about it. Have a couple things in mind. Have a couple things in your toolbox, so to say.
Yeah, because it's different. I mean, you could approach it with doing something, you know. I kind of like the idea of doing something kind of random, doing some type of activity that is outside of both y'all's comfort zone. So, you know, y'all kind of get to go through that together. I also, you know, you can also use it as an attempt to kind of show them something that you enjoy, or kind of let them see a little bit of you. So, all right, cool, you know, I do archery. So, you know, hey, we'll go to this archery class or whatever. Or I'll take you out here to, you know, whatever. You know, or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe you skate. Maybe, you know, whatever the situation is, whatever you do. Maybe you read books.
It gives you a chance.
I feel like that was so much shame.
Yes, I read books. Slowly, so I can understand. But I get them finished.
Allowed to.
That's what they tell you to do. Come on now.
Love the reason stuff alive.
You never graduate from the theoretical mention.
there's definitely different ways. But again, I think just the interaction, like you said, the interaction is important. Actually making an activity of it, not just doing something where y'all, you know, sitting in a movie and can't talk, can't see nothing. You're not seeing how they act, interact. You're not getting any information out of it.
All right, I'm with that. Okay, so
next question.
We asked about three questions. We right at that mode right now. We ain't gonna give them two hours back to back. You know what I mean?
I think my heart's slowing down.
Yeah. I
check my pulse like two times.
Just any point of this you want to put on like 30 seconds. So any of the questions that you talked about, let's just give a little quick wrap up. Who wants to start? Taz.
Ladies, if you go to the cookout, please make the plate.
Please make the plate.
We trying to help you out.
Help you, help me, help you.
Yeah. Help you, help me, help you, help us.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's smooth.
So, Ariana, don't hate us. Appreciate us.
Go ahead.
We're not just going to act like
because nobody can see nothing, so we're going to act like nothing. Yep. I'm with you on that one. Ain't nothing.
We'll go down the line there. Ladies, shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If something is important to you, if there's something that you want, don't feel like you can't shoot your shot. Shooting your shot doesn't need to dictate the rest of the relationship or the courtship. It is simply shooting your shot. And be sure that when you shoot your shot, that you actually shoot your shot. They might not even realize they're in the game right now. So you got to make sure, you know, let them know, hey, look, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. You know, I kind of see you around, you know, I kind of, you know, feeling your vibe, and I kind of want to see if this could go anywhere. Or I wanted to get to know you a little bit better. It's as simple as that. And that's it.
Now he knows. To me, baby.
Were you trying to sing it like...
Yeah, shut up. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'll just...
All right, cool. Yeah. Your heart's going down, too. So, shoot your shot. Be honest. You know, be genuine. And if it don't go over, all right, cool. Keep pushing. Moving on to the next one. That's better. It's better to know that now than to sit there pining, waiting, hoping that he realizes that you might be interested and he's interested too, and then he's gone through three relationships and it's been 6 years and you just hoping that eventually just shoot your shot. He's interested or not, keep it pushing.
Alright, cool. I guess it's on me. Shoot your shot.
Read books.
I was definitely going to make a book. I definitely was about to do it.
You know, Barnes & Noble, good thing. Hey, man.
I'm not taking nobody to Barnes & Noble. So I'm just
Barnes & Noble, though. Do not get set on one thing is the best way to
do it. You want to get some play for that, though.
A first date, right? And this is what I am going to over-talk you because it's my turn with Mike. But, man, everybody stop being scared of being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And, like you said, shoot your shot. Men, women, put it out there because you never know what you'll get back. Speak honestly on any dates, first dates, later on in life, because the best thing you could, the best thing you could do is put it out there, be vulnerable, because you never know what you'll get in return and what kind of reaction you could get when somebody feels like you doing everything you can to see where this situation can go. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, fix the plate. Don't be ashamed of fixing the plate. All the people that screaming femininity and equality.
Don't let them lose your, make you lose your man.
Thank you. Because one thing about it, we still going back. We got to say stuff to grandma, to grand auntie, stuff like that. Because they want you to fix the plate.
And keep in mind, if you won't fix it, somebody will.
Amen. And then make sure, hey, I'm just going to give you a quick little overview, right? Bread, right? Vegetables can touch. Meat to one side, you have to have yam, right? And then just so you can, just so you can feel like the grand auntie is looking at the plate, you trying to be, get two vegetables, one meat, yams, bread.
And it's okay to ask who made the potato salad.
Yeah, make sure you ask some questions, right? Hey, who made this? What y'all liking? Grand auntie, what you make? Grandma, what did you make? That needs to be on my man's plate. Right? Hey, it's all a game. Sometimes you gotta pick some people to be on your side.
And know his allergies. If he's allergic to shrimp.
Thank you, because if you walk up there with that red velvet cake with the peanut sprinkles, everybody gonna let him take that EpiPen to the thigh. And then at the hospital be like, baby, baby, she don't even care about it. She didn't even know.
She didn't know. Even know that she was allergic.
I knew it. Yeah. She had the EpiPen, but she tried to kill you too. What? Come on. Clarissa granddaughter.
Knew.
Clarissa granddaughter wouldn't have made that play like that. Yep. And then now you have to go up there, fight your grandma about who she think you should. Man, make it easy on yourself. Guys, take out the trash.
Clarissa kidded to you anyway. So
why? Because the uncle didn't sit there and ask who she was. Hey, is that you?
Nah, he knew. But guys, don't vice versa. Take out the trash. Do what you need to do, man. Make your significant other, whoever you going for, proud that they saying, hey, if that's you, yeah, that's me. That's all you want.
And if you do not try, you guaranteed to lose 100% of the time.
Okay. So that was you on your phone reading stoic quotes or something?
No, it was from one of my motivational gym.
Oh, I got you. So, man, appreciate y'all staying. If y'all here this long, y'all are true fans.
Y'all super bored. What are we doing?
Hey, man, I enjoyed this conversation.
Traffic was trash today, so you just
see.
This 2 hours.
Please tell us, like us, comment on the end of this. And hey, I stay for the whole thing. I'm a real fan. We're working on some more stuff, like you heard. Man, we're just trying to get this thing to be more regular. This is your boy Q. Follow us on all social media at The Gentleman's Delegation. The Gentleman's Delegation, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
2 G's, 3 L's.
No. Right. Now, I'm about to say, that sounded so wrong.
My whole, that's not how you.
You can't do letters like that.
That's not how you spell words. But yeah, subscribe, like us. We're going to do some more stuff on the page. On Instagram.
Yeah.
So, man, tell everybody, hey, this is my favorite podcast.
And we got merch coming, officially.
We're going to have some merch. We have an event coming up, another event.
Hashtag UPod Nation.
That's how we get it, attack the day, unapologetically.
Pursuing our dreams,
man, you know. Bet. So.
Y'all gonna stop rubbing on the chair that
I'm gonna rub on this chair if I want to. Rub it down.
We out.
All right, y'all.